USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. After months of painfully high gas prices, it is now confirmed there have been some big profits for big oil.
ExxonMobil is posting a $56 billion profit for 2022. That's not only setting a company record, but it's an historic high for the Western oil industry. A combination of strong markets, strong production, and really good cost control led to the increase in earnings, according to the company.
Not only are Republicans in the U.S. House demanding an earlier end to the COVID-19 national emergencies than May, but GOP House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says they also want an end to the Biden-era COVID vaccine mandates.
While they started applauding him, ultimately, they said that they would have to be fired if they didn't get the COVID vaccine. And thousands of healthcare workers were forced to lose their jobs.
The White House announced on Monday that President Biden intends to declare an official end to COVID national emergency policies on May 11th. Former President Trump explains his decision to plead the fifth for hours during a legal deposition last summer in New York involving that state's multi-million dollar lawsuit against his family.
When your family, your company, and all the people in your orbit have become the targets of an unfounded, politically motivated witch hunt supported by lawyers, prosecutors, and even the fake news media, you really have no choice.
Video recordings and transcripts of the deposition showed Trump pleaded the fifth for 4 hours after being pressed about his finances. At least two people are dead as winter weather slams Texas. The airports in Dallas and Austin are also dealing with a huge number of flight delays and cancellations as the winter storm rolls through, keeping things frigid until Thursday. This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
President Biden on Tuesday touted more vital rail upgrades in the Northeast, credited to the bipartisan infrastructure bill. He announced a nearly $300 million grant for the Gateway Hudson Tunnel project in the Big Apple.
When the project is complete, trains will be in and out of New York more quickly, more safely, and with fewer interruptions.
Biden says the project will result in 72,000 jobs. The project, which has stalled for years, includes repairs for an existing tunnel and construction of a new tunnel beneath the Hudson River for Amtrak and state commuter lines between New Jersey and Manhattan. Police are reporting a shooter was brought down inside a Target store in Nebraska's largest city Tuesday. Todd Shamdara is with Omaha Police.
The suspect is a white male. I'm going to estimate that he's in his 30s. He had a AR-15 rifle with him and plenty of ammunition. There's evidence to suggest with shell casings that he entered the Target and was firing rounds.
Officers shot and killed the man. So where do you go with your fingers for financial advice?
Well, if you're like the majority of millennials and Gen Zers, you turn to social media to get financial advice. A new survey from Forbes Advisors says that 80% of respondents got some kind of financial advice from social media, and nearly 70% say they turn to social media for financial advice at least once a week. Millennials tend to get their financial advice from Reddit, while Gen Zers turn to YouTube. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.